This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police arrested nearly 3,000 people Saturday in nationwide protests demanding the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The protests stretched across Russia's vast territory, where some demonstrators took to the streets in temperatures as low as minus 58 Fahrenheit. The rain shows how Navalny and his anti-corruption campaign have built a network of support, despite government repression. Navalny's wife, Yulia, was among those arrested. Navalny was arrested this week after returning to Moscow from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin, which Russian authorities deny. The 44-year-old activist is known for his reports on corruption within Russian President Vladimir Putin's government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
House and Senate Democrats say national rules are needed to shore up American democracy after a tumultuous post-election period and deadly riot at the Capitol. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The 2020 election featured rules changes aimed at easing voting during the coronavirus pandemic. But those were challenged by a flood of lawsuits from former President Trump and his allies, underscoring the differences from state to state. Mail-in ballots due on Election Day or just postmarked by then. Absentee voting allowed for all or just voters with an excuse. Same-day or advance-only registration. The bill being offered by Democrats asserts Congress's constitutional authority to set the time, place, and manner of federal elections, national rules they say would make voting more uniform, accessible, and fair. Republicans reject many of the proposed reforms as federal overreach. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.